The invasive insect has been found in southeastern Wisconsin near Newburgh and southwestern Wisconsin near Victory. The state ag department put out scented, sticky purple traps to sample the spread of the beetle last year, but has doubled the number of the small traps this year. Department spokesperson Mick Squarock says having more traps should lead to more data about the extent of the infestations.
Additionally, there are other high-risk areas in the state that we need to monitor. Now that we know it's here, we'd sure like to know if it is in more places in Wisconsin than just those two known locations.
But the bugs may have been near Victory for several years and weren't spotted through last year's trapping. So Squarock says traps are only part of any detection network.
I mean, I think a big part of detecting emerald ash borer in Wisconsin and in any state, as we've seen, is a combination of public awareness and survey tools. Public awareness does a great job in getting information into the EAB program, as there are a heck of a lot more eyes out there on the landscape than traps that we could ever hope to set in a summer.
The federal government is paying most of the cost of this year's emerald ash borer traps. Adult beetles may start showing up by June, and the trapping will continue through August. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.